Here's Jake with the 1:30 news.
All right, thank you, Blake. Thank you, Halo God Guy. Here's him.
Here's Milestone Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and More.
Okay, so we'll start with a story that is a bit of a follow-up of something we did the start of 2023. It was
Friday follow-up.
The story of Allen star quarterback Mike Hawk Inns Jr. He, again, played at Allen, big-time recruit. His younger brother Malik, also on the team, I believe a couple years younger. And their father, Mike Hawk Inns Sr., who is an NFL player, sat down for an interview with one of the local TV stations and spoke with the morning news after a racial slur was written on their home on December 28th. And it's the one. It's the big one. Big slur.
The capital N?
Garage slur, yeah. So, there was some speculation that they were, I guess, using this to get out. I don't know. They'd already put their house up for sale. I think like a month before, maybe 3 weeks before. And he said in the interview that, yeah, we just wanted to move and stay at this school. We like it here. But he also commented at the time on a lot of the social media heat that his son had received as a quarterback for a powerhouse like Allen, that their season did not end the way that they think it should, which is a state championship. I think they made the playoffs and got bounced. So he said then, I'm unenrolling my kids from Allen. And by a 5-1 vote today, the eligibility of Mike Hawk Inns Jr. has been granted at Frisco Emerson.
Dang it.
You thought you were in the mix? Sit down.
Not only that, but that's a district rival of Argyle, so even worse.
Okay. More the latter than the former.
Did other schools make presentations?
I bet.
Ice sculptures. I
bet privately, Plano. They almost certainly did. So yeah, he's been granted eligibility to play right away.
And no non-compete.
No non-compete, that's right. He holds offers from OU, TCU, Bama, Arkansas, and Cincy. Says here on his recruiting page that at Oklahoma he was recruited by Jeff Lebby.
Who's that?
He's the guy that TCU fans decided to conveniently forget about when Art Briles was hired. Kendall Briles. Because Jeff Lebby is the son-in-law of Art Briles, who was on staff at Baylor at the time of the scandal and was actually named in the report, unlike Kendall.
He was doing the covering up?
And he just went quietly right over to OU.
But his name's Lebby, not Briles.
That's a big, big factor, Ty. If he was Jeff Briles, probably be in some hot water.
Camp Spin.
What the hell?
This is Camp Spin number 400.
Hey! Yes.
Hey, hey, hey,
hey, hey, hey. I just want to first thank my crew. I want to thank politicians for getting their interns killed the day before 9/11. And everyone forgetting about it.
So that's 400 unique Kemp spins.
Yes.
Wow. What a day, boys.
Crazy.
In 719 shows.
I remember we thought when we got to 100, I thought, I can't keep this up.
How many more are there?
I don't know.
Five?
Let's
that's
not
what
limit
we thought
ourselves.
At 100.
That's what I've learned now.
This isn't the end. This is the beginning.
That's right. Let's get this dynasty rolling.
Wow, 400 Kemp spins.
And no one believed in me.
No, definitely not.
The haters.
There were a lot of doubters.
Yeah.
It took a Texas high school football story to get you 400.
Yeah, who's the official 400th?
Jeff Lebby.
Jeff, what's his name? Lebby?
Lebby.
Lebby.
Lebby? I can't pronounce things.
Rampage.
Let's get him on the phone.
Yeah, I doubt that. Hey, we have an award we'd like you to share in.
Libby.
Remember whenever you covered up all those rapes?
All right.